Kabul. A group of Afghan women on February 25 announced the launch of Afghanistan's Women's Revolution in Kabul to fight for fundamental human and women rights in the country, Afghan news agency Khama Press reported. As per the organizers, Donya Safi, the movement aimed to protect the basic rights of citizens, particularly women, as access to basic rights is a serious requirement for the citizens. We started this campaign to fight the injustice and inequity against women. Safi said the movement's supporters include students, teachers, and several former government employees fighting for women's rights. According to Safi, society can only progress with the contribution of women. As a result, if women do not contribute to society, society will not progress. Despite women's essential role in the country's progress, women are not allowed to participate in the current Taliban government. As Afghan women continue to grapple with challenges related to education due to Taliban-imposed bans, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in a recent statement said that the females in war-torn Afghanistan are living in exile in their own country. The UN chief reiterated that the basic rights of Afghan women and girls are trampled due to the ban on education by the de facto authorities. In a statement, the UN said that Guterres expressed his concerns about the right of women and girls in Afghanistan. However, the spokesperson for the Islamic Emirate, Zabihullah Mujahid, refuted the claims and asserted that women's and girls' rights have been upheld in Afghanistan and that the international community should refrain from exerting pressure on the current administration using the subject of women. Also, they should not make this a political tool and use it as a means of pressure, Mujahid said. Female students in Afghanistan have repeatedly called out to the Taliban to open educational institutions for girls to attend at the earliest. A student Nargis Niazi said that, "We ask the current government to reopen schools, madrasas and all educational centers to girls." In the latest decree, the Taliban has banned female students from sitting in university entrance exams. The decision was followed by another decree from Taliban prohibiting women from working in non-governmental organizations, which sparked outrage on both the national and international levels. In a statement issued by the foreign ministers of Slovenia, Germany, Canada, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Belgium, Andorra, Albania, Mongolia and Libya. Recently, they attended the 59th Munich Security Conference, condemned the restrictions imposed on women and girls in Afghanistan.